Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live. We're back inside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It's been a couple weeks, but we got through the technical difficulties. I'm Tom, and we all know the Master Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing good, man. I'm kind of wishing we'd go back inside the VIP lounge, man. It is a hot box out here.
Yeah, it is, but holy, we've got that macro air fan spinning up there. It's got its 18-foot blades. It's
serious blades.
It's pretty good, isn't it, man?
Yeah.
How is it, man? How's your day been?
Man, good so far, dude. Just, cranking away at the facility, you know. I mean, really, this morning, I've just... I feel like I've done nothing so far, but I've gotten a lot done. You know, I've been, like, knocking out emails and, like, getting things done. Writing up a couple of the Marlins rides that came in over the night. So we've got a lot of stuff that's going on here in the facility, just everything from, you know, the admin side to the upholstery side, the paint body, the mechanical. I mean, we are just running wide open throttle here. We are on the SEMA countdown. I mean, we are down to less than probably 30 days now before this car is going to be unveiled to the world, the S550B Mustang behind us. We've got a lot of product that is here. We've got a lot product we're still waiting for.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot going on.
Got a couple pieces. I'm worried when they're going to get here.
Oh, they'll all make it. We're those 11th hour guys. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please join us and shop our online apparel and gift section. However, we have a big announcement coming up with all of the sponsors that have put their name to the SEMA car. We're going to be talking about that shortly. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, the Outlaw is loose in Abacoa and on the web, missoutlawboutique.com. Visit the boutique for all of the latest in boutique apparel and accessories, Bub.
Yep.
Friday night. Food trucks Friday night. I understand that Robin and Layla have banned us from the boutique, but that doesn't mean we won't be out slobbering on
that's
the food trucks.
That's because I quote this one when I say this. We are bad for business.
We are bad for business. That is true. Join us 6 to 8 where we will be at 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. You can meet us in person. Steeda Auto Sports, we can't thank those guys enough, and we cannot thank our primary sponsor, Palm Beach Plating. Pat got out of town for the hurricane, and he actually called into the podcast standing on top of the roof of his truck up there, his Silverado in Georgia.
And now his Silverado's in the body shop getting the two size 12 dents pulled out of the roof.
On top of it, right?
Sasquatch in Georgia.
How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, we're proud to bring you this Palm Beach plated Steeda suspension that is now going underneath the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics Precision Turbo 2017 Mustang that will be featured at booth 24125 with Grassroots Motorsports coming out to start their initial pictures following up with the exclusive release to the public at the November Cars and Coffee event.
Yeah, man, it's we're super excited about this build, man. It's a pretty strong one. You know, we talked about it yesterday, all of the sponsors that have stepped up to the plate for this thing. You know, huge thanks to all of them out there. These are big companies in the industry that, you know, honestly, they have there's no reason or incentive for them to jump on and do, you know, co-op builds with other companies and builders out there and designers, because these guys are so strong in their own respected industries and fields. You know, Pat didn't need to help us out at Palm Beach Plating. He's got 2.5 years worth of backlog there.
Yep.
Steeda Auto Sports is world renowned for all of their suspension, for all their Ford performance vehicles. Everybody from Watson Racing, I mean, those guys, you know their facility. Totally. They are literally, they have hundreds of these brand new S550 class Mustangs in there getting built for track spec, getting, ready for road tours and strip.
Yeah, tons.
So all these guys out there went way out of their way to help us out. We truly appreciate it here at BEM. We're all just looking to, take this thing and go to the top together. And right here in front of you is another perfect example of it, man. We took 2-3 major companies, put them all together, and what you see on this table with Steeda Auto Sports, Palm Beach Plating, and the BEM design is absolute beauty. It's quality. It's going to be everything we possibly could have imagined, the fit, the form, the function, dead on.
I want to say, Bob, I want to back up just a little bit. The reason people choose to build with you exclusively is because you are ranked amongst the top three today. The quality of your designs and the thought that you put into everything, people cannot see the inside of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Precision Turbo Mustang. We don't want it seen yet, but the interior is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, man, the car is coming out really well, man. It's, there's a lot of work left to be done. As you guys can see behind me, it still doesn't have the wide body on it right now, so that countdown is still underway.
It's in
the
paint.
The wide body is in paint right now, so this thing may have the G1 paint coat shadow black on it, probably by this afternoon, maybe tomorrow, going into Friday. A lot of stuff going on in our paint facility right now, so once those wide body panels are fitted in on the car, it makes it look really freaking dinky because we're adding up to 15-inch wide in the rear, 12-inch wide in the front from American Racing. Things going to look sick, but guess what? Clock's ticking on those wheels, boy.
It sure is. But one of the things you wanted to focus on with this build is not only what your eye saw, the obvious, but what your eye didn't see from a detail perspective. enter Steeda Autosports and Palm Beach Plating. You wanted the underside of this car's suspension components to be seen just like you wanted to see the upper side, that was much more obvious. So you picked up the phone and you called Pat over at Palm Beach Plating and said, come on, we got to get this SEMA car ready to go. Pat dropped everything. He was here within 20 minutes picking parts up. Mm-hmm. When we originally filmed the segment, these parts were all in blue.
Yep.
Now let's talk about the newly recovered, the newly finished components. And let's bring Pat in from Palm Beach Plating to discuss a little bit about how this is done and how tough and durable this is going to be. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat from Palm Beach Plating. Pat, how are you, man?
Good, man. Good to see you guys.
What's up, Pat?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Guys, everybody remembers Pat from Palm Beach Plating when these components were all blue.
Yes.
And a very rigid, unfinished black, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, this was actually a texture, which a lot of these undercarriage parts come textured because the quality of metal they plate or cover is not really that good.
Sure.
So they use a texture to hide
mold
marks, weld lines, yes. And it's, but this was a fun project. I mean, this was really fun.
It's beautiful what you've done, Pat. I'm going to show the world everything that's gone on here. These parts were blue initially, originally. They are now a very, very smooth, non-sharp, very, very clean, thick, durable red.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, man. What does it take to do this?
Like I said, I know these came from the manufacturer, but I like to take things down to the bare metal, start all over. They were completely chemically stripped. Sandblasted, a coat of thin primer, and then baked with the Bingo Red.
So that's the color that actually you chose for this, was Bingo Red, huh?
Bingo Red.
That's pretty good. I like that.
It's a Tiger Dry Lac product. Their products are amazing. The gloss it speaks for itself.
Oh, it's incredible. These pieces look wet, like they've been wet sanded and buffed and polished.
Yeah.
That's how wet these things look right now.
And it basically comes out of the oven like that. I mean, as soon as it cools, it's ready to go.
Bob, what piece am I holding in my hand right now?
So you're actually holding the rear coil spring for this vehicle. You would actually think, the average guy would think, you know, knowing this being in the industry, you would think this is like a front coil spring to like a 70 Chevelle. That's a big boy right there, right? So these are actually your fronts, these dinky little guys here, 300 pounds per inch. That's what the spring rate is on the front coilover. These are your rears. These things are meant to handle everything that this car is putting down. And Pat, as you heard this morning, this thing's got a little roar to it for
it's
a four-cylinder.
It's sick, man. I'm telling you. I didn't expect a four-cylinder to sound like that.
It's cool, isn't it?
I got goosebumps. I'm like, man, that is awesome.
It's kind of the quality of what Bob built. Yeah. So, Bob, I want to talk a little bit about the quality of what Pat does. Pat is like you. Everything has got to be 100%, ladies and gentlemen. So if you take a look at the springs from the underside, you'll see that nothing was missed,
right.
Okay? Nothing was substituted. There were no spots, nothing in between the coils. There's no thin spots anywhere. It's thick plating, man.
Yeah, it's...
And these are tough to spray, and especially these are even tougher
inside,
to prep.
Inside. That's what I was going to say, yep.
Being that it's electrostatic makes it a little easier, a little more forgiving, but you still have to make sure you get enough powder on the inside to make it cover fully.
And we see it took a full 2 to 3 weeks to get this done. Again, we talked about how time is slow.
We had a little storm in there that we lost power.
Oh, it was just a rain shower.
Yeah, we were without power for 10 days, so I was really feeling the pressure of not just this job, but other jobs. We just finished the Lamborghini rims I talked to you about. We just had several mega yachts come in. They were gold plating they want done. They're 8 bathrooms on one boat. But,
four bathrooms in my house by 4 times.
Yeah. But not having power I was really starting to feel the pressure. But thankfully, we're back and running. And
it's
we're still under the gun, but,
sure. You
know, day by day, we're getting jobs put out. And I just wanted to say, if you haven't donated to any of the hurricane causes, I see you guys are
stopping. You've got a bay full of it right here.
You know, it doesn't matter how little it is, everything helps. So, especially the people in the Keys, man, they're
lost everything. A lot.
They're dying.
30% of the Keys got wiped out. A lot of people don't understand, Pat. Yeah. Bob and I have tried to share with them. That's a 2-lane road, north and south, going in and out. And when that water washes over those roadways, it's done.
I saw the tiki bar where I have drank many, many, many occasions, and I saw the picture of the parking lot. I was like, well, where is it? It's gone.
It's just gone.
It's absolutely gone.
There.
I'm like, and it just, my heart just stunk. So, anything you can donate, here, police station, Red Cross, please get out and do it.
Yep. We are accepting donations here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports headquarters, 506 Commerce Way. The Jupiter Police Department is taking the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports touring rig and delivering those items to the keys, the officers themselves. But back into it, I want to look at this very heavy front sway bar.
Yeah,
let's talk again about the quality here that we have.
So,
I mean, look at this.
I mean, this is literally not only just from a fit and finish standpoint from what Steeda's designed, but also now let's talk about the plating process, Pat. So this piece is heavy. It's pretty hefty,
it's very
right?
Heavy. Yeah.
So a heavy sway bar, not something you can do just like what you guys see here, a sway bar sitting on a table. You don't coat one side and then come back to it and coat it again. You have to essentially figure out some way of hanging this system.
Yeah, all this stuff has to be what we call racking. It has to be
racking.
Attached by wires or hooks, and it has to go on a rack and able to be able to have access to spray it. Right from your spray it goes right into an oven, and it's just this thing is heavy. It takes a considerable size wire, and you also have to worry about conductivity. This has to be grounded.
Sure.
So the powder, you have a good ground so the powder attaches properly.
Yep.
You were
yep.
saying electrostatically, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
absolutely.
Yep.
But let's talk a little bit about what this beautiful piece is that Steeda provided. Where does it go? And look at the fit and finish. Now look at the coating on it.
Right. So this is actually, kind of a focal point to this build out of all the thousands of dollars for the product sitting right here. This couple hundred dollar product is probably one of the most eye-catching pieces on this entire build. So this is dead center underneath the hood. Once we open the hood of this car, if you guys have been staying up with us, all of our CPE parts that we had done, our intercooler piping, our cold air intake, the turbocharge pipes, everything has also been done in this exact color, red gloss finish powder coating. So everything matches really well. So this is going to run from the left and right strut assemblies, which are going to be the top sides of your coils. So that's going to run left and right inside the engine compartment, and that actually reinforces the upper portion of the vehicle for things like sway, going through hard cornering. We've already done the Watson Racing roll cage, so this thing is going to stick to the freaking ground. But this had to match everything we had going on under the hood. So now if you guys are out there thinking in your head, you can kind of see where the theme of this car is going. We've got a lot of gloss red powder coating. It's going to play really well.
Bub, I see there's a little tool here on the table. It almost looks like an old German cross, if you will, from World War One. What is this tool? I notice it's got an elongated slot and three open oval or elongated slots in it itself. What is this?
Yeah, so the piece you're actually holding now, these are literally laser cut from Steeda Autosports. Four of them were provided. These are meant for the front and rear shock absorbers on here, the coilover assemblies, the rear shock absorbers. The tops of these are fully adjustable shocks. So you can literally adjust and change the way your car rides, feels, responds, especially going through cornering. And Steeda does a great job, just like Joe at Grassroots Motorsports, of talking about how when you're going through a corner, maybe you feel your car kind of oversteering or pushing in the front end. Maybe it's dipping in the rear as you're coming out of corner, more on that racetrack side of it. But guys that really get out there and they can feel what their car is doing, they give you special tips and advice of how to adjust them. And this is nothing more than an adjuster. You set it on the top of here, and you can literally tighten it clockwise or counterclockwise, depending on whether you're trying to increase your firmness or decrease on how your car responds and rides. And that's exactly what they're meant for. Simple as that.
It must be very, I don't understand all the technical side of it, Bub, because you are the technical guru, but I assume you break this lock nut loose here.
No, it's fairly simple. It's nothing more than no other tools required. You stick this thing on here, I'll do it for you. I already know it's one turn down. So you're going to go tighten it all the way clockwise. Steeda's factory setting right out of the box is going to be tighten it all the way down clockwise till it stops. Then you're going to go one full turn out. So you just tighten it down like I just did, very simple. And then you're just literally going one turn out. So there's a half and...
Wow, that's amazing.
Just a little
Isn't
bit
that crazy?
One
it's
turn
like
and
NASCAR.
The technology he walks around with in his head is
so
scary.
It's fairly simple. And again, every one of these things can be built for your client's ride and your driving style. Every one of these, this shock, as we know, fits everything from S550, so 2015 upwards, so all the way up to 18. Now it fits every Mustang you can imagine. Four-cylinder V6, V8, Shelby's, GT350Rs, all these parts transfer over to every one of those cars. So some guys may be putting down 1,200, 1,500 horsepower against these shocks. Some guys may only be putting down 600 horsepower.
Yeah.
So every one of those is going to respond differently, and they allow you at Steeda to adjust for your application.
And Bub, one of the things I think that's very important is we're going to be working with Steeda and all the other sponsors retailing these parts, and they're going to be available on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website prior to us departing for SEMA. I want to let everybody know that Pat with Palm Beach Plating has now opened up a whole new world to this particular type of application.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, while Steeda's blue is beautiful, it didn't match the theme for your design for SEMA. Pat had stepped in, that's why Bub called him and said we can fix that problem. So we will now be able to offer the Steeda suspension components in
any color.
Any custom color, yeah.
Any color.
9,000 different color combinations.
Wow.
So if you can't find a color out of 9,000.
Something's wrong.
Yeah,
just stop.
Yeah.
Paint it black and go.
Go on something else.
And it was funny, too, because a lot of people don't see the behind-the-scenes interaction. You and Bub literally were in two or three different design meetings coming up and making sure the color red was perfect.
Yeah.
Even after the hurricane hit in Houston,
right.
You still went around the back door to fix the problem.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, you know, there's just white. There's 50,000 shades of white. There's 50,000 shades of red.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to get it to all look the same, especially a SEMA car.
Yep.
One of one. The only
yep.
one like it in the world, you know?
Yep.
And this is why you go to STETA. This is why you go to CPE. This is why you go to Watson Racing. This is why you go to Palm Beach Plating. You can only have one shot at this, Bob, and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man, it's true quality. You know, we try to align ourselves, you know, regardless of what, you know, there's always negative information that people circulate around. There's, you know, two sides to every story, as everybody knows in the industry.
Amen.
Everybody
that,
knows
brother.
That.
yeah.
You know, and it's... You know, it's just aligning yourselves with just true strength, and you can't deny the quality of what's sitting here on this table. You can't deny the quality of what's sitting here behind us. You know, once it goes out there, you know, we're going to SEMA. I mean, that car, most people get their cars outside of SEMA placement. You know, you can pay to get your car sitting outside, but to get a booth and be in a sponsored booth sitting dead center where 1.5 plus million people are going to walk around your
That's
product.
It. Yep.
It's saying something.
It's saying you're the best of the best.
It's solid, man. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, the build's come a long way. I mean, keep in mind, guys, this car, we've only had it for 8 months. And, you know, we've done 2-3 trips already from here to the West Coast and back. And this thing's already been unveiled a couple times, but now it's going to be a total game changer. So we've taken this car pretty far, and I'd say an 8-month period.
This car will be unveiled to the public November 18th at the Cars and Coffee Show VIP up front.
Yep.
We're not able to attend this month. And we'll not be able to attend next month.
But next month will be at SEMA, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
At SEMA.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The build. So this will be unveiled with the race and rally team at the VIP area right as you pull in. You, of course, I'd like you to be there up front with us.
I would like to be there also.
Sure.
I've never been to SEMA.
Because this car will never have been seen before. We do have Grassroots Motorsports picking up the exclusive on this car, Mustangs and Fast Fours and a couple other, but it belongs to Grassroots Motorsports.
Right.
So that's it, Bub. We got it in here, didn't we?
That's it. We got it in.
It's beautiful. Pat, we cannot thank you enough for
thank you.
Excellent quality work over the
Remember
years.
Palm Beach Plating and Powder Coat.
And the number, com, please.
561-863-5760. And please get out and donate.
Please.
Bub, thank you, Pat.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so
All
much.
Right.
Bub,
thank
the
so
best
much.
Of the best. Once again, we see your name stands up. You come together with the best names in the world. And this is what comes forth out of this particular quality that you design and build.
Yeah, man, it came together super strong. You know, I couldn't have asked for any better. I mean, the quality so far that everybody stepped up and provided for us, it's been incredible. Thank you guys again, all the sponsors out there. You know who you are, STETA Auto Sports, Watson Racing, Pat, Palm Beach Plating. We've got American Racing Wheels, Go CPE, Custom Performance and Engineering, Nitto Tires. So many guys out there that have stepped up to the plate and really brought this car through in whole. You'll see this thing unveiled this October 31st in Las Vegas, Nevada at Precision and Turbonetics booth 24125.
24125.
Yep.
Until tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba.
Just a quick question, Bub. I want to get into a political thing with you.
Okay. Here
what do you think about kneeling during the national anthem?
Man, I don't kneel to tie my shoes, dude. Straight up.
Ladies and gentlemen, that flag is a flag of pride. I fought for this flag. My father fought for the flag. My grandfathers fought for the flag, okay? This isn't about making a political statement on the football sidelines. This is about what's doing right for your country. Okay.
But wait a minute. Before you even get into all that, because that's like a whole political thing inside of itself with a lot of people out there, right? Before you even get into that, the reality is you are out playing on that field because of the people in America paying you to
that's
do
right.
it. So get up.
Well,
how about say thanks to your fans, all your supporters?
How about having a moral obligation to the young children in this country and
right.
showing them the right thing?
Not pushing back. Say thanks.
All right?
Simple.
God and country, ladies and gentlemen. We wouldn't be where we are today without it. Until tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by the American flag and all those who have fought for it and all of those who wear our country's uniform, both past and present. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please join us out there. You're going to be seeing all of these products going up for sale on our website, and we have all kinds of great merchandise for you and your loved ones. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. The Outlaw is loose in Abacoa, ladies and gentlemen, and will be extended hours for food trucks 6 to 8 on Friday evening. Please come out and join support Robin and Layla and Miss Outlaw Boutique, where all the new live stuff from the Magic Show in Las Vegas is starting to come in. Miss Outlaw Boutique, find her on the web. Palm Beach Plating, Pat and the whole crew, over there, give them their love, give them their support. This would not have been possible without them. They are the best in the industry. Simply nobody does it better. It is why that's Bubs' go-to choice. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. November 18th, we'll be back there. We won't be back for the October show. We will be at SEMA, ladies and gentlemen, and we're very proud that we're going to be out there. Steed Autosports, steedautosports.com, the number one go-to for all your aftermarket performance Ford parts. It is Steed Autosports. And you can see when you combine Pat and Steed and Bub, the quality of what you start getting. Ladies and gentlemen, reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. If somebody has their hands full, open the door for them. If they have a hole in the bottom of their shoes, go to Payless. It's cheap. If they're hungry, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, anything you can do to help. Good acts of kindness always come back. Bad karma is not good. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. Bub, what can I do to kind of help you out here with this suspension?